Isa took over a space that was once an old house and still looks very much like you're in someone's living room. And it was previously, most recently, Aroma Coffee House. And now it's Isa, I-Z-A. You think of tapas as a little small plates, but these small plates were rather substantial plates.
So they sort of Americanized the serving size, have they?
Right, yeah. We're supersizing tapases now. So lamb sliders were served in a pita bread, and you got three of those. The lamb sliders were delicious. Shrimp ceviche was a little bit too chopped up for my taste, but the flavors were good. And they do an open-faced Cuban sandwich, and I've never seen an open-faced Cuban sandwich before because Cuban sandwiches are usually in a press, and if you press an open-faced Cuban sandwich, you're going to ruin your press. But they had all the ingredients there, and so you got the ham and the pork and the pickle, and it tasted great.
What about the tapas trend? Is that something that's come and gone in Orlando, or is it still quite new here?
No, it's actually we're seeing a lot more of it, and even in places that don't consider themselves to be tapas bars, we're seeing the appetizer list expanding, and that's where you can consider the appetizers as tapas and just order from there. And I like going into a restaurant. If I'm not too hungry, I'll just order an appetizer or two and consider that my meal.
And moving on to another region of the world, I guess Nile, Ethiopian. Tell me about this restaurant.
Nile has been around for 6.5 years now, and that's about 6 years longer than any of the other Ethiopian restaurants that have tried to make a go of it in the area. I have my own theories about why the other ones didn't work out, but I think at the base of it, Nile just does really good, authentic Ethiopian cuisine. And now, Ethiopia, have you had Ethiopian before?
Oh, yeah. So it's served on that giant piece of quite sort of spongy bread, injera,
right.
I think it's called.
Injera. It's made with teff. It's got a kind of a sour taste to it. It's a fermented thing. And there are no utensils. You should use only your right hand to eat. It takes some getting used to try to tear some of the bread, and you just grab some of the wat. Most of the dishes are a stew, and they're called wats. You'll find lamb, you'll find beef, you'll find really, really delicious food. But dinner is just something you do until the end where you can do the coffee ceremony. Now, Ethiopia developed coffee. Most people think it's from Colombia, or, you know, Juan Valdez would like you to think that anyway. But Ethiopia is where coffee comes from. And if you order the coffee ceremony, the owner comes out and she actually roasts the beans right there in front of you in a little pan. And they just start to smoke. And when they start smoking, she gets up and she walks the pan around the room and lets everybody, not just the person who ordered it, but everyone gets to take in some of that wonderful aroma. And then she takes it, she grinds it. She makes a really, really strong pot of coffee and brings that out on a little special wooden stand and pours it for you. But it's really quite a deal, and it's going to be the best cup of coffee you've ever had.
So if you're in the mood for some Ethiopian food, and if you're on iDrive, Nile Ethiopian will be a place to check out.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you.